Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 60. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Only tell us what you would prefer, a tape or a CD. They're free, including the postage and the handling.
I've been reading through the Bible here, but the Lord has sidetracked me for a while. I'm doing the continuation of a piece of literature that I've written. This is part two of mass suicide. We have, two letters today. And before we get into mass suicide, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we pray that you anoint this message outwardly, anoint it. Lord, set the church on higher ground, those that are born again of the Spirit. Those that are actually getting weaker because they haven't learned the fullness of your word. They haven't matured, and I pray, Lord, that you'll mature them, strengthen them, raise them on higher ground, and that you'll open up the spiritual eyes of both the church and the unsaved out in the world to where they'll be able to receive this advanced, deeper knowledge of the word of God, which is you, Father. Lord, we ask that millions of souls, even billions, will be saved through these messages, and we know that you have used us in a great and mighty way that way. This is your service, Lord, not mine. Take over, take my tongue over, use it, anoint it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you bind Satan on the face of this earth. Bind him. We bind you, Satan, on earth, and Father, we ask that you bind him in heaven. Those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, that are in the body of Christ, heal them, Lord. You already healed them. Let them receive the healing that you provided for them many years ago, around 2,000 years ago. And Lord, those that have demons, cast the demons out by hearing the word, receiving the word. They will receive salvation, the Holy Spirit, and thus the evil one will be cast out of them. Lord, destroy the horrible learning that people have been taught. Destroy it, bring it to an end. And this happens by your word being preached. Lord, we ask that you come down and stop the wars. Show the people of this world that it's not Mother Nature that's sending these plagues. Show the world, Father God, that these are not natural disasters that are happening on earth today, that these are supernatural disasters coming from your throne. You promised that you would send them. You promised that they would be coming from you. And Lord, the people are so far gone, they're so blind that they can't see it. And they keep sinning and keep offending you with the different things that they say and do. Lord, let their eyes open, their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears open so that they can see and hear the truth of the things that are going on in this world today. These different plagues that have been hitting the earth recently are nothing in comparison to what is soon to come. Father, we ask that you do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's see. What's the first letter from?
It's an email from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
A piece of your literature called The Pope's Secrets was left under the windshield wiper of my mother's car recently. This is how I learned of your ministry. My mother is an ex-Catholic and has said the same thing you are saying in your literature a long time ago. The Catholic Church is the whore depicted in Revelation.
This is a Catholic woman that knew that the things that I've been saying about the Catholic cult, she knew it years ago. And there are literally millions of Catholics that have fallen away from the Catholic cult and are saying the very same things. They knew it all the time, but my literature just seemed to show them 100% to just get out of there because I'm just telling them what the Bible says, get out of there. All right? And so this is just really fun. I know many priests. I've met Alberto Rivera. He and I became very good friends. He was next to the Pope in the Vatican and has written many truths about that cult. So his wife, his son, and there's so many priests and nuns and former Catholics. I would say at least two-thirds of our church are former Catholics, and they have all kinds of stories to tell. Okay, continue on.
She baptized me Catholic as an infant, but the baptism of an infant is not scriptural.
That's right. The Bible says that you must be born again of the Spirit before you can be baptized. A child cannot profess that they're going to give their life up for the Lord and walk in the Spirit, and that they're going to die out. They have to come to the age of accountability. They have to come to the realization that they're sinners, and they have to come to the realization that they must repent of their sins. And once after they repented of their sins, and then the next step is to be baptized in water. Or sometimes people are baptized with the baptism of the Holy Spirit even before they're baptized in water. And the baptism of water is just signifying to your friends and family and the people in your community that you've been saved and that you're taking up the cross and following the Lord. You're going to deny yourself now, and you're not going to lie anymore. You're not going to commit adultery or fornication. You're leaving your old life behind in the watery grave. And then when the minister or the pastor pulls you up out of the water, or the people that are helping the minister or the pastor, that is symbolic of coming out from the dead life that you lived before, and that you're now going to be walking in the Spirit from here on out. Denying yourself on a daily basis and taking up the cross on a daily basis to serve the Lord. And many times when you first get saved, that cross will just seem very light at first, and then the persecution. The Lord lets you know that He's there, and you'll feel all kinds of... You'll hear the Lord speak to you, and you'll be speaking to Him, and then suddenly, after maybe a year or so, or maybe even earlier, you'll start receiving some persecution. The cross will get very heavy that you're carrying. And you have to realize that these things will happen, and the Lord is just testing you, or allowing you to be tested, to see what kind of metal you're made out of, if you really believe that eternal life is well worth, more than worth, suffering something or going through hard times on this earth, so that you can grow, and so that you can grow spiritually. So this is some of the things that you go through, and a lot of times you're going to be way in the valley, deep down into the valley of the shadow of death. These are just tests. You have to trust the Lord, and then He pulls you out of it, and then puts you on a high mountain top. And there's all kinds of experiences like these in the body of Christ. And when they happen, all of a sudden you realize after several years that you've been put through fire and you're like gold, and you've learned not only from the Word of God, but by experiencing the deliverance power of the Lord, delivering you out of all the different perilous things that have happened to you in your life because you trusted in the Lord. There isn't any profit in falling away from the Lord. It's better to just let the Lord relax and let Him deliver you, let Him heal you, let Him help you, and He will if you keep His word. If you read His word, keep it, and continue carrying the cross and keeping your whole focus on the Lord. And you don't have to worry about doing it 2 days in advance. He said for us to just take up the cross daily on this day that you're living now. Just take it one day at a time. And that way you will not faint, but focus on the Lord on a daily basis. And He'll more than carry you through every trial, every tribulation, every character assassination, all trials, tribulations, sickness, disease, infirmities, if you're really in there with Him. And if the Lord wants me to die, or if He wants, you know, the attitude should be, well, praise the Lord, I am going to get lucky now, I'm blessed now, I'm going to heaven instead of having to go through any more of these trials and tribulations here on earth. There isn't anything on this earth that's worth anything with the exception of what we do for the Lord and what the Lord does through us. Amen?
Amen.
And so you just have to take up the cross daily. Every time you wake up, you have to remember, not very many things, just take up your cross, deny yourself daily, and walk in the Spirit daily. Follow the Lord, which means follow the Scriptures, and learn of Him daily. Pray what He wants you to do on a daily basis. Pray of what He wants you to read on a daily basis. And let Him direct your life, and don't care for anything other than letting Him use you as a vessel. All right? This is what the Bible says. All right? Go ahead now.
I am now a born-again Christian who believes in the true Word of God. People in my family are nuns and priests, and they look at me like I have two heads when I talk about Jesus, the Illuminati, Satan, and how we are living in the end times.
Now, the Illuminati is an organization that really doesn't exist. It's a fake, one of the other fake organizations that the Vatican opened up to take the heat off of the wickedness that the Vatican has been doing down through the years. What it is a document blaming, showing a conspiracy of the Jews to control the whole world. But the Vatican is the one that's doing that, and they planted it on a dead Jewish man in a house of prostitution. They grabbed his body and they said, oh, here it is, the Jews are going to try to rule the world. But it isn't them at all. It's the same thing when they opened up the John Birch Society. They were saying it's the commies. All the trouble is coming from the commies, the communists, to the point to where everybody started thinking there was a communist in their attic walking around with boots on up there, or possibly one hiding under your bed. And then the Russians are going to get us, you know, the Russian communists and Red China. These are all just scenes. And the news media, which is the mouth of the dragon or the devil, keeps saying these things to you enough to where you actually begin believing it. And if you just read the Bible, you'd know that it's coming from the Vatican, and they're just ducking their heads, trying to keep you from being aware that it's them. Because don't you think for one second that Satan, that great red dragon that whose headquarters is in Rome, isn't afraid of you knowing the truth? Because the Lord says, when you know the truth will set you free. And the Bible tells us that the Word of God is Jesus, and that the whole Word of God, Jesus, is the truth. And that not the media, not the news media or the printed page or anything like that, it's the Lord that is the truth. And you really have to listen to the news defensively. You have to listen to what people say defensively. You have to tune your ears out on what they're telling you and just focus on the Word of God. Because the Word of God will set you free. If you know that, then everything that I hear them saying on television and a lot of the fake ministers, I can tell who they are immediately, because you listen to them for a half hour and some of them bring some pretty good messages. Satan has some people that have studied the Word of God pretty good, just like the Pharisees in the Bible. Jesus called the Pharisees their father was the devil. So not all the people that preach good messages, it's when you ask pointed questions to them, like they asked a couple of these ministers, like Billy Graham, and who is that other person who's
Joel Osteen,
will homosexuals go to hell? And they just say, we don't know. Well, let me tell you, if they don't repent, they certainly are going to hell. Amen?
Amen.
So if Billy doesn't know, and Mr. Osteen doesn't know, well then, call me and I'll show you in the Bible where it says they're going to hell. God burned them up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And all you have to do is read the first chapter of Romans. He said they're worthy of being put to death. Of course, he tells us not to kill anybody, and we never would. But he tells us to preach the gospel to them, because the Word of God is what kills the devil. The devil cannot stand the Word of God. That's one thing he cannot stand. And if you want to fight Satan, the only guns and bullets don't bother him a bit. But the Word of God is stronger than bullets. The Word of God is far more stronger than bullets, bombs, guns, anything, swords. That's why the Lord calls it the double-edged sword. Now, the Lord could have used any weapon he wanted. Don't you think that he could have invented the hydrogen and atomic bomb way back then?
Amen.
He knew about all that before the foundation of the world. But yet he only used the Word of God, because it's more powerful than anything. Because you can't get into heaven unless you've got the Word of God firmly entrenched into your mind, into your heart, and into your soul. Now, you could have an atomic bomb blast you, and you're not going anywhere but down into hell if you're not repentant. Amen?
Amen.
So those weapons are of no value to you whatsoever. There's only one power that can get you into the kingdom of heaven, and that is your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the Word of God. So receive the Word of God and live, because the Word of God is Spirit. God is Spirit. The Word of God is Spirit. The Word of God is God. And the Word of God is life. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you are spirit, and they are life, eternal life. All right, continue on.
I gained a Catholic relative's interest when I told him that the pyramid with the eye found on U.S. currency is the symbol of the Illuminati, which is a division of the Roman Catholic Church. I referred him to Alberto Rivera's book, Final Warning, Handbook of the New World Order. We'll see what happens. My great-great-great-uncle on my mother's side is William Jennings Bryan, who we know helped with the establishment of the Federal Reserve Act, thus the Vatican's control of the government and money. As you can see, the deceptive lies of Satan have bonded members of my family for generations. Do you have any ties to churches in the Omaha, Nebraska area? I'd be interested in visiting one of them if you are.
Well, there are people in Omaha that have received my literature and distribute it, and it would be great if you would get together with them and start having a church in your home or a garage or over at a restaurant someplace that will allow you to come in. It will furnish all the pieces of gospel literature, the tapes that we have, and also will even help with you if you'll open a church there. And you can just play my tapes and just go to the streets and distribute literature out there. This literature that I have written has won many souls. And you can be a partaker in our ministry by doing that. So let us know if that's what you want to do. And we'll be glad even at times to send some people down there to help out with the church activities. You may even have a church there already. Or if you would like, you could just start a church. Or you can get a storefront and we'll start out somewhere. Or rent a big house or lease one or buy one. And let's go. Let's get it going. Let's get a church in Omaha. Don't depend on there being one there. I've distributed literature there at Creighton University in Omaha, and I send our crews in there all the time distributing literature. We were just there last week. And today's date is what? This is November the 5th, and this is 2005. So just, you know, when you're listening to this tape, you'll realize when I said last week, you'll know what I mean. Okay, now what's the next letter?
From Accra, Ghana, Africa. That's an email. I received a piece of literature from a friend and really enjoyed it, especially what you said about the wrong interpretation from the Bible writers of what Jesus said on the cross. I thank you for the work you are doing and hope you will live forever to continue this work. I can even say it's through some of your words that have made me a changed and a living soul. But please, Pastor, I will be happy if you can send me a Bible and some of your literature, which I can learn, and also send some to my mates in school. Signed, Eric from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now let's begin with mass suicide.
Satan caused every single person on this earth to have to die. Satan caused every soul that is in hell and going to hell in the future to be there eternally.
And his headquarters are right there in Rome. And now he knows that people like myself have destroyed the Roman Catholic cult. They themselves in their newspaper say that we cut that cult in half with the preaching of the Word of God. So now they've united themselves with the United Methodist, United Presbyterian, United Nazarene, United Baptist, the United Pentecostal. When you see all these united churches, and then you also see Satan-worshipping groups that have united themselves with them as well, like Hare Krishna and actual Satan worshippers that drink the blood of dogs and the most despicable things that they do. We have pictures of the Pope actually in their seances with them, Pope John Paul II. And if you want to, we can email you copies of the pictures with him with the Hare Krishnas and all sorts of demon worshippers. Okay, we even have the names of the groups. That is the real cult. So they don't care if you come against Roman Catholicism anymore. Because they've spread out, they now are the World Council of Churches, the United Council of Churches. They go by any kind of name, just to change like a chameleon or a chameleon. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Chameleon, where you set the little lizard on a white piece of paper and it turns white, and then you put him on a red one, he turns red. Whenever the devil is caught, or you pick up on him, he's like a snake that's just slithering through the grass, this Antichrist cult. And all we're trying to do, and we're doing it, not just trying, we're doing it, we're winning souls out of there. And who knows, you might be next to be one to the Lord. I pray that you are. Okay, keep going.
And Satan has caused all the trouble that has ever been caused in the world.
That's what the Bible says. You should read the footnote there. There should be one. Okay, then what?
God offers absolutely no mercy to the belligerent and defiant, unrepentant wickedness shown by the men, women, and children who follow this evil creature or obey his church state. The devil's debut. The devil incarnate and his church state are telling the world they have the true message of love, peace, and safety. It is now revealed how utterly hateful their profane message of fantasy is. It is nothing more than a cleverly devised fable and pure fiction. This fable, when believed, sends its believers to hell forevermore. These satanic beings are the very ones who howl that the true prophets of God preach hate. The true message of love is God's message of salvation through Christ. God demands that you renounce every other religion or savior other than Christ, that you reject Satan and sin, and that you fear God and keep his Ten Commandments.
Oh, there's so many more than ten, though. These are the Ten Commandments, which is the moral law, but there are many other laws, like the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And the Lord has many commandments, so many, but you're able to more than keep them. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. One of the commandments is that you must die before you can resurrect. Your old life must be completely over with, and you must take up the cross and follow the Lord. Now, there's some preachers that say you can still be yourself and serve the Lord. The Lord says he doesn't want any of ourself to be involved with him. You can't be yourself. This is Joyce Myers. You cannot be yourself and still serve the Lord. You must become a heap of burnt ashes, so to speak, completely yielded unto the Lord, and let the Spirit of God enter into you and let him control your life. You must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. You must control yourself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And that means you cannot be yourself, your old self. You must be a member of Christ's body and go where he goes and do what he does. And it really is him in you doing it. And you're just yoked with him in that endeavor. Then what?
If you don't, there will be his judgments, his wrath, and hell. Los Angeles, the vibrating tuning fork. Because of the many thousands of aftershocks after the January 17, 1994 earthquake in Los Angeles, the earth opened up and a virus called Valley Fever came out of the ground, making hundreds of people sick. This brought to my mind one of the plagues that God will send soon to this world. It may seem far-fetched and unbelievable, like clouds and rain did to the suicidal people of Noah's age, but of course clouds and rain are common now. People can be assured that every detail of these prophecies will come to pass. God has allowed us in his great mercy to see a series of his prophecies be fulfilled before the day of the end of his mercy. I know that the Lord is inspiring me to parallel myself with Noah, to get my mind set for the events that soon shall come to pass. God's word is true. His promises of the earth's utter end by his destructive plagues are as sure as the message of the plague that he gave to Noah. The earth opening up in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles reminds me of the scripture in the Bible that tells of the bottomless pit opening in the earth and releasing locust-like creatures that torment unrepentant sinners of this world for 5 months with hurtful stings similar to those of a scorpion striking a person. The people of this world experiencing this plague will beg for death, but it will not be possible for them to die. Those people still alive after God's world quake will have only experienced a small taste of what it will be like for them in hell's eternal fire. More than ever, now is the time to prepare your soul for eternity. There are no other options than heaven or hell, God or Satan. Receiving eternal life is the only protection from God's plagues, which includes the final one, eternal hell. An angel in heaven with a loud voice cried a simple and short but most important message to John. That message is, fear God and give glory to him, meaning fear God and keep his Ten Commandments.
All the other commandments as well. That's just the moral law. Then there's the law of keeping our body mortified and taking up the cross and following the Lord, and not even looking at a woman with adulterous eyes. And that's talking about mankind, not looking at women, looking at men as well, with adultery on your mind if they're married to someone else. This is, if you're married and that you're looking at other men, that's what the Lord hates with a woman. If you're married, you're to just keep yourself to your husband and not to be lusting after other men. That, in a woman, is adultery. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then what?
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This means separate yourself from evil, unregenerated, blasphemous, carnal-minded people, and keep yourself holy, because God is holy, and without holiness no man shall see God. Holiness is acquired by obeying God. By consuming God's word on a daily basis, we are consuming the living bread from heaven, the body and blood of Christ Jesus himself. By this habit, this practice, this exercise on a daily basis, the power of God through faith in Christ is given to us, that we might withstand the wiles of Satan. God's powerful nature becomes ours through Christ Jesus, because by the Holy Spirit incorporated within his word, he is able to dwell, to live, and to work miraculously and wonderfully within us. We become the temple of God, where God literally, actually lives. Even after receiving Christ, you and I will, like Noah, be shocked and horrified when God's judgmental plagues occur. The purpose of this literature is that you prepare your soul to meet God and to ready yourself to be able to cope as Noah did with the impact of God's plagues here at the end of the world, seeing mass suicide will be traumatic.
Well, I see that our time is up, and you will not want to miss the remainder of mass suicide. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 60.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you, or you'll hear of me tomorrow if you tune in. Praise God.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.